Well, and the beauty of that is your CCR and your HOAs, those aren't controlled by the county, and they can't be, but they are controlled by your community, and that becomes a civil matter at that point. So there is governing laws to protect you. That's the whole purpose of your CCRs and your HOAs and those rules, bylaws, covenants. That's up to your community to enforce those through civil matter, so not through a county.
Civil litigation.
So it's very possible that a county could approve something that's against the CCR, because we cannot solely make a decision based on CCR, that you as a community can handle that on your own way better in a whole different direction civilly, because, again, it doesn't affect us. So, I mean, that doesn't affect
us. It's understood. I was just saying my other point then is it changes the dynamics for the things I mentioned.
Totally understand that.
Thank you for your time.
Yep.
Do you have any other questions?
I do have one question. It's kind of based on the noise. You talked about the noise. Was there a lot of people here at the planning and zoning meeting and talked about the noise? Was there a lot?
Yes.
There's several of you guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I clarify?
You'll have a minute. In a minute, you can. But just kind of go so we follow consistency. At any time, have you made any calls or complaints to anybody on the noise?
No, I have not. To me, the only person I would call if I was going to would be the sheriff.
Sure.
Because there are phone numbers on the... what do you call it, that certificate that you give them for occupancy. But, I mean, they're up the hill. It's posted on their front door, and they're loud and rowdy.
Yeah.
It's not something I want to go and confront at, you know, any hour.
Yeah,
so,
for
at
your
the end
safety,
of the day,
it's a great
call the sheriff.
And the sheriff's department, the sheriff department's number's on that posting. So
yeah.
He's one of the numbers to call.
Well, and that's the thing, too.
But that's not the contact. The problem is you don't get to the person that can do anything about
right.
it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yep.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. All right. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak tonight? Yeah.
Hi. My name is Susan Smith. I live at 151 North Tuscany. I've had laryngitis, so bear with me.
if you need to, you can move it a little bit towards
okay.
that. There you
I'll
go.
Try. Thanks. Okay. The only reason we're here is for this applicant to prove that the P&Z commissioners erred in their decision. The P&Z commissioners were very concise and consistent in their reasonings. They followed the conditional uses, in which was Article 023.000 and Article 024.000, which were approved by you, the commissioners of Tinney County, on April 2021. A request was made that you might listen to the audio files of that night. The minutes in the decision of record do not accurately depict the P&Z's discussion and final decision for denial. The minutes do not list section number 023.010, paragraph 1, 2, and 3, or section 024.20, paragraph L, for the reasons for denial. The new zoning regulations adopted on April 21, 2021, allow the consideration of HOA covenants, rules, and regulations to be part of the decision, where prior to this revision, it did not. Reference section 024.2020, paragraph L, additional conditions and consideration. This section number was not referenced in the minutes. Article 9.16 of the Fieldstone Covenant state, which I quoted to the commissioners, which he just discussed, any living unit located on a site designated for residential use within the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. That is one of the reasons I bought my villa, because I thought it was owner-occupied. A copy of the CC&Rs was not presented to the P&Z, like Mr. Martin said, because they did not request to see it. A printout of Article 9.16 was provided. Planning and Zoning is very mindful of our CC&Rs. The last five applicants have been denied under these new zoning regulations. One commissioner brought up a very good point. We have done a course correction with the zoning map R1. This is an opportunity to correct the course we have taken in the past. I vote to deny. One commissioner stated, this is not a rubber stamp of the prior. It does not transfer. That is why each new owner must apply for his own conditional permit. One commissioner stated, the proximity of the rental and the fact the declarant would not allow construction of a buffer would impact the permanent resident's comfort and general welfare. That is section 023.010, paragraph 1. In your statement of intent, 024.001, nightly rentals have a potential to be incompatible with surrounding residential uses. There was a number of residents present to present their issue, how it impacted their enjoyment of their properties, and how their comfort and general welfare were compromised. Our community is made up of over 94% permanent residents, and out of that, most are between the ages of 60 and 70 and retired. This has impacted what their primary intentions were when they bought here, a peaceful retirement home. The applicant brought up the fact that he had not received many complaints against his rental. He may not have personally received complaints, but I can honestly say neighbors do complain. A lot of residents don't feel safe with all these transients coming in and out of their community. He also made a statement, the HOA has not received complaints. That is not true. I am on the board, and I have received several complaints from residents about the noise issue, the parking, the loud parties, et cetera, et cetera. Finally, Mr. Martin brought up the fact in his appeal that nightly rentals were allowed in Fieldstone since 2008. That's not relevant to this case. Any rental prior to April 21st, 2021 has no relevance to this case based on the new zoning regulations, as one of the commissioners stated. July 2019, a new declarant, Johnny Morris, took over Branson Creek, which is now known as Buffalo Ridge. His directives to us were to maintain a beautiful neighborhood and to enforce the covenants of the association. The commissioner's reasons for denial were based on, number one, section 023.010, paragraphs 1, 2, and 3, the ability to consider the HOA covenants, section 024.010, paragraph L, and based on the neighborhood feedback. We had several residents at that meeting. After the commissioners voted was taken, a motion to approve failed. The permit was denied. This denial should remain based on the concise and consistent decision of the P&Z board and their valuable knowledge of the new zoning regulations.
I'll let you finish.
I'm done.
Okay.
Got it right on the penny.
You did good. Perfect.
Thank you. You have any questions?
I don't believe I do.
Since you said that the HOA board has received complaints, just out of curiosity, what do you do with those complaints?
Basically, the complaints that we, the complaints that we were given are usually a day after they happened, because a lot of our people, like I said, are elderly. They don't know, or they're too afraid, you know, to confront the people over there, so they just don't do anything. And I know for a fact they're afraid.
So your board doesn't do anything with a complaint?
No,
doesn't go to the homeowner?
Our board does go. Sometimes our president has gone and actually the next day gone and talked to the person staying in that and say, listen, we have quiet hours. You need to abide by them. But as far as myself personally calling Mr. Martin, I have not.
Okay.
Now, what our president has done, I'm not for sure, but I know he has gone up there several times. It's not just that one. We have others in the neighborhood that we have complaints on all the time. But I will say, you talk about complaints made. Our residents really don't know the procedure. Like you say, well, we haven't received a complaint. They don't know to call the county. You know, they don't know to call the sheriff's department. So a lot of times they just call the board, and it's like a day later. So there's not much we can do. I do know for a fact when the police are called, if you don't give your name and a telephone number for a callback, they do not file a report. I learned that the hard way, and I did not know that.
Well, it just makes sense to me, though. We've all been involved with this community and nightly rentals for many years now. This is not our first one, and it just seems to me that it would probably be wise to communicate with your community on how to maybe handle that, so that way when we have this, it saves a lot of time when everybody doesn't seem to know how to handle it.
You know, that came up a couple of years ago. As a board, we were going to go around and take the contact information of all the nightly rentals and put it in a spreadsheet and hand it out all to all the permanent residents. The nightly rental owners threw a fit. They said, "You're not giving out our private phone numbers or our contact numbers." We have been threatened by these management people for doing this. And a lot of the people on Stony Point right now are fairly new residents. I think we've got one, two, three, four people that have moved in within the last 6 months. They're just now finding out there's a nightly rental right here. There's two of them right there on that street. So we are trying to get the information to them, but you'll have to remember, if it was your grandmother or grandfather, they're not really willing to step up and to call the sheriff's department like younger people do.
Gotcha.
So it is an issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Andrew Lindsay at 133 North Tuscany, and I'm not within earshot, so we can skip that part.
Can you point out where you're at? Or no, I guess Scott just did.
I think he just did, okay, right there in the corner. So
excellent.
I'm a fair distance away. I've actually come in opposition just to bring up a couple of points. I believe coming last gives me some benefit here for speed that I won't repeat what's been said before. But it said the ability to review the CCNR documents in the appeal wasn't provided. So here they are. In case there's any material disagreement with what the PNC initially gave, it can be verified in these documents here. And if you have any questions, I'd be glad to review them with you. The most pertinent, of course, is on the last page, page 39, which it says except, and it's highlighted in yellow, except is provided herein. Any living unit located on a site designated for residential use within the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. And there are some exceptions. It can be leased, but there is a substantial difference between a long-term lease and a nightly rental in the behavior and knowledge of the neighborhood and how people conduct themselves as they live there. The enforcement of the CCNRs is subject as best. As Mrs. Smith pointed out, no, it's not. As of the PNC's revised zoning guidelines as of April 1st, 2021, all requests for nightly rentals have rightly been denied. And anything prior to that, which is would be the existing nightly rental at 209 Stony Point, it doesn't apply now. We have revised zoning guidelines which do consider the CCNRs. Mr. Martin alluded here. He said it's impossible to predict and ill-advised to assume that future property owner would injure neighboring homeowners and so forth. It may be impossible to predict with absolute certainty, but I guarantee you it is highly likely that we can predict what the behavior and impact on the neighbors will be. I would like to read one brief letter. Excuse me, I lost my sheet. This is from Gary and Teen Mead at 218 Stony Point across the street. It's to the HOA, and it says it has been brought to our attention that 209 Stony Point has been sold. We would like to request that no more nightly rentals be approved. There are so many cars that park in the driveway and on the street with multiple families or individuals sharing the rental property that it often congests the street. At times, With many people coming or going, it gets noisy with the calling back and forth to each other. This is the only rental on the street, and at times,